USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The special committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol is scheduled to hold its first hearing this week, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger to the panel. Senator Pat Toomey says that he was all for a bipartisan committee to investigate the riots, but the Pennsylvania Republican tells CNN that the House's committee is just a political tool for the Democrats.
I think we should be candid about the fact that it is politically to the advantage of Democrats to try to keep this issue in the forefront. James Carville has been very candid about this. He's urged the Democrats, don't let the election be about Joe Biden and his policies in 2022. Make that election about January 6th and Donald Trump. And so it's very clear that Democrats have an incentive to try to drive a political message here. And a purely partisan commission in the House is probably going to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As new COVID cases have ticked up in all 50 states, health officials say that new infections are rapidly spreading through those who are still unvaccinated. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that while the pandemic is going in the wrong direction, we do have the tools to blunt the latest trends.
We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, that it is among the unvaccinated, and since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem, particularly when you have a variant like Delta, which has this extraordinary characteristic of being able to spread very efficiently and very easily from person to person. And we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated. And that's the reason why, as I've said so many times, we have the tools to blunt that and make that model wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that she would withhold a vote on an upcoming bipartisan infrastructure package until the Senate approves a much larger spending package through budget reconciliation. That's something that Senator Rob Portman is not happy with. The Ohio Republican tells ABC's This Week that he's worried the Speaker's threat could scuttle a bipartisan piece of needed legislation that's popular among the American people.
I'm not sure what the future is of reconciliation. I know that the bipartisan infrastructure package is very popular among the American people and in the United States Congress because it makes sense. We need it badly. You know, 43% of our roads are in bad or mediocre condition, according to the engineers. 46,000 bridges are structurally deficient. We have ships lining up at ports because our ports aren't efficient enough. 87% of the American people think we should do a bipartisan infrastructure package. It's the right thing to do. Every president in modern times has talked about it. President Trump's proposal was for $1.5 trillion in infrastructure. Ours is about $579 billion over 5 years. So this is the right thing to do. It's been totally bipartisan from the start. It's the way we ought to be doing things here in Washington to get stuff done, and I can't believe the Speaker of the House would be blocking it.
And the U.S. men's basketball team lost the opening match of their Olympic campaign Sunday to France, 83-76. Since the 2004 Athens Games, snapping a 25-game winning streak. The team went on to win the bronze medal in those games, the only time in the last seven Olympics that the U.S. men did not claim gold. They're back on the court Wednesday to take on Iran. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.